So it's a self-supported. They're calling them winter ultra races. So you can choose your way to compete. You can ride a bicycle. You can ski. You can snowshoe. You can run. So it was 150 kilometers, which is about 94 miles. Mm-hmm. Started in Rovaniemi. Went up a frozen river system and then did a loop up in the Arctic Circle on everything from frozen roads to single lane snowmobile trail to active snowmobile trail and then back.
Now, how did you choose to compete in it?
Well, I've been competing on fat bikes for going on maybe 5 years now, mm-hmm. in kind of a regional series, but kind of more of my passion is doing longer, you know, bike touring, bike packing kind of stuff. So looking to get into more longer distance races. So there's a bigger race in Alaska called the Iditarod Trail Invitational. It's part of the same dog sled trail race. So
right.
This was on a list of races that, you know, could prepare you or qualify for the race. So I chose to cross the pond.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, how did you get involved in this? You must have heard about it. It's been running for a little while, and then you decided to give it a try?
Yeah. So there was a short list of other races I could have done regionally, but I kind of figured if I'm preparing and, you know, spending all that kind of money, why not look at an opportunity to go somewhere cool I've never been?
For those that aren't familiar with Finland and familiar with Rovaniemi, it is located near the Arctic Circle, which is very, very north, obviously, in the Finnish area. And I guess I'm curious as to how was the weather there? Because you were gone while we had some pretty nasty weather here, and you were even further north in global location.
So actually, surprisingly, I obviously prepared for Arctic conditions, but as soon as I got over there a couple days in, it actually started warming up. It was pretty close to right around freezing temp almost the whole time we were there. We actually saw some rain while we were there, while it was negative 15 to 20 here.
Yeah. Well, this you chose in the fat tire bike competition, which is really gaining in popularity here in our area. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But how did riding here and in this area prepare you for this particular race?
Well, the terrain where we live here is actually very, very similar, as it turns out, to the terrain in northern Finland. Our snow conditions were very similar. We have a lot of the same style trails that, you know, have access to ride. So I actually felt as if I had a little bit of an advantage over some of the other European competitors that have never ridden on snow or a frozen river or lake. It was a very new experience for a lot of people, and I feel that I'm almost coming into it as a little bit of a veteran of the sport.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that with like fat biking. This is the biking now that we're seeing around the area with the very large fat tires on them. What is it that's really made that kind of grow in popularity, do you think, here in the last year or two?
The last year or two kind of come onto the scene as a lot of bigger companies like Salsa Cycles or Trek and Specialized coming on the game with complete fat bikes and really jumping into the culture and getting people out on these. There's all sorts of trail networks popping up all over the country. It's kind of a new way to get people out in the winter.
Well, it allows people to kind of continue what they like to do in the fall and the summer with the mountain biking and more traditional biking, I would imagine.
Oh, totally.
Well, I got to ask you, how did you do in the overall competition?
I ended up taking third in the competition. It was kind of a tight race at the end. We ended up having about four racers together for the last 35 kilometers. We were kind of neck and neck, kind of battling it out, working together.
How many competitors were in that race?
Total, there was, I believe, just over 60. And then in the bicycle competition, there was, I believe, 36, which is about normal for the winter ultras. Not so many people as crazy as us out there.
Yeah, Evan Simula is with us this morning. He's from lives in Marquette, originally from Grand Rapids, but just recently got back from Finland, taking part in the Rovaniemi 150. And was this your first trip to Finland?
It was.
And just your thoughts on visiting and how it was there to go and take part in a competition like this?
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, it was very similar. Looking, you know, when we got off the plane and you look around, it's like, oh.
So where did we go?
Yeah, why?
We're across town.
Why did we just take 26 hours to get someplace that looks like my backyard? But culture is very different over there. They really embrace the outdoor lifestyle. I mean, I think there was 10 cross-country ski shops in the small center of Rovaniemi. Mm-hmm. Everybody's walking. Everybody's riding bikes. Mm-hmm. Mostly skinny tired bikes, actually, surprisingly.
I was going to ask, is fat biking and fat tire biking, is that popular in Finland yet?
It's starting to grow. I think I only saw two locals around riding. I did see a few tracks here and there, but they very well could have been other competitors preparing as well.
Actually, you mentioned to me before we went on the air about some of the competitors in it. There really wasn't a lot of Finns. This was pretty an international, group of competitors.
Yeah, there was a there was actually only two Finns in the race. I think in years past there has been more, but yeah, there was. You know, I met people from Denmark, Wales, Scotland. There's people from Netherlands.
And of course,
Italy.
And you told them all about Marquette and its area. It's all come here, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, I know that you're involved in this whole scene. If people got questions, maybe they want to get involved. Maybe they've been thinking about looking at getting a fat tire bike, a fat bike. You know, what's some good tips? What's some good advice you can give them?
One cool way to get into it, I actually run the sports track downtown. We actually rent the fat tire bikes. We have a fleet of the Salsa Muckluck. You can take them out. We have gaining up on 50 miles, a single track between Marquette, North Trails, South Trails. You can get up to Ishpeming to the range club's got a great trail system up there as well. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great way to just kind of get your feet wet, see what it's all about, and the hook goes in deep. All four of the Marquette bike shops are ready and willing to try to help you off on your new adventure.
Are there clubs or anything getting started, do you know of, or is it just a lot of individuals just kind of doing this as they can?
There's, you know, some of the local teams are, I know the 906 Adventure team, I compete with the Black Rocks guys from the brewery as well. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple, but for the most part, it's a lot of people, you know, kind of getting into it and either just getting out and racing or getting out and riding and just finding another healthy thing to do in the winter.